Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And hey, it's Thursday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. Last night was Dynamite. This was the follow-up to the pay-per-view. And I thought it was a pretty darn good show. We got another show coming up in just a month, All Out. So we've started building up matches for that. Pretty much at the same time that NXT is building up matches for their show. And amazingly, those shows are not on the same day. AEW, is it All In or All Out? Whatever it is. I think it's All Out. It says All In here. Anyway, that's September 20th. And No Mercy, the NXT show, is September 27th. So a month to build up matches for both those shows. We'll tell you everything that happened on Dynamite and all that good stuff. We got the news as well. Hulk Hogan's widow planning a medical malpractice lawsuit. We'll tell you what's going on there. May have a new match announced for Clash in Paris, which is coming up on Sunday. It's a Sunday pay-per-view here. Update on Jim Ross and his AEW contract. We'll talk about Diamond Dallas Page recovering from undergoing a heart procedure. Got NXT ratings and plenty more. If you'd like to text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. I'm F4WOnline at gmail.com. And yes, Saturday night's main event is head-to-head with All Out. We got F4WOnline at gmail.com, F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. And that's how you contact us. Filthy Tom joining us here today. Back in a moment to Observer Live.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, Jiminy Christmas. All right, listen. So, All In is September 20th. It's not going head-to-head with NXT or a Saturday night's main event. That is the WrestlePalooza show, which is not officially... Well, we don't know anything for the car, but it's going to be the John Cena-Brock Lesnar match. So that is the head-to-head there. I believe there's a Saturday night's main event in November, which will be on Peacock. This WrestlePalooza will be on ESPN, not Peacock. Clash in Paris is the last Peacock show. And the Saturday night's main event with John Cena's final match in December is also on Peacock. Got it? I think that's where we're at. Which I guess begs a question to you all, to Filthy as well.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, what's up? Last night on Observer Radio, Dave and I had an argument, a rare argument, and it's about WrestlePalooza and All In. He is convinced that WrestlePalooza is going to badly hurt All In and that All In will do less than 100,000 buys. The least pay-per-view buys in the history of AEW. I believe that he is incorrect. I think that AEW All In is going to do maybe a little less than your average AEW pay-per-view, but, you know, at the worst, 110. Might even do 120. And his argument is, well, it's head-to-head with a big WWE show. And that is true. It is head-to-head with a big WWE show. But it is also an AEW pay-per-view. And the All In show in July was head-to-head with multiple WWE shows.
Hmm.
We had an NXT show and a Saturday night's main event, which did in fact have Bill Goldberg's retirement match in a world title match. Granted, that's not as big as John Cena and Brock Lesnar in theory. But I could have sworn that on that weekend, the only promotion that, and actually the women's show on Sunday as well. I seem to recall the only thing that hurt anybody was WWE hurt themselves that weekend. Didn't take any buys away from All In. And I think if you're an AEW fan, if you're one of those sickos that buys the pay-per-views, you're going to buy All Out. And if you want to watch John Cena and Brock Lesnar, you'll watch it that match later. You'll watch it the next day. or maybe you won't watch it at all. But I don't see All In being. We have no evidence whatsoever of WWE on these big head-to-head weekends ever drastically hurting AEW, unless it's like a collision, which we should be comparing All Out to a collision show, which is almost always a show that you could miss. Like, I don't think this is going to be. What is your take, Tom?
Brian?
Yeah.
I agree with Dave Meltzer.
Oh, yeah?
I think this is going to hurt this AEW show big time. And the reason why is not only is it the debut on ESPN, so I think they're going to go all out, so to say, with it, but this is the first time where they're going head to head and there's more money involved for the consumer, if you know what I mean. Paying a few bucks, $10 for Peacock is one thing, but this ESPN service is $30. And I think if you're a wrestling fan and you're already looking at, well, I'm showing out $30 for this new ESPN deal, I'm getting WrestlePalooza, I'm not so sure there's going to be that many fans who are fans of both WWE and AEW who cross the line and purchase that AEW pay-per-view when all said and done. I think this is going to be a major hit because it's the debut on ESPN. And much like the debut on Netflix was a huge deal, I think this may be even more so.
Well, we're going to find out because at the end of the day, let's take Collision, for example. Okay? You put a big WWE show head-to-head with Collision. Collision dies, okay? Because there are AEW viewers who will watch a WWE show over AEW, all right? But Collision's still going to do 300,000 people are still going to choose to watch Collision over a WWE pay-per-view. So I think when you're looking at buyers, people who are hardcore enough for AEW, they're going to buy the show. I don't think that those people are going to choose to not buy an AEW pay-per-view that they want to see because they'd rather see John Cena versus Brock Lesnar. I think that Lesnar and Cena is going to do very well, but I don't think it's going to hurt the AEW pay-per-view audience. So we'll find out on September 21st, everybody. Or maybe they're early next week.
I'm going.
What are you predicting? Under 100,000?
99,999.
Okay, wow. 99,999. I think you're both wrong. All right. So Hulk Hogan, his widow Skye Daly, is planning to file a medical malpractice lawsuit concerning an operation he underwent shortly before his death. Daily Mail and TMZ both report on the lawsuit plans. TMZ writes Daly intends to sue, quote, at least one of Hogan's doctors and others for malpractice that Daly believes led to his death. Hogan underwent neck surgery in May, experienced several weeks of complications prior to his passing at 71. Cardiac arrest was listed as his official cause of death. Daly believes alleged malpractice contributed to his passing. Daly says Hogan's phrenic nerve was, quote, compromised during the May surgery. The phrenic nerve controls your diaphragm, is essential to the breathing process. They were married in September 2023, Hogan's third wife. Brooke thanked Daly for being super sweet and cooperative with her. She thanked the police department in Clearwater for being transparent with her regarding their investigation into Hogan's death. It's the second time.
How ironic in Clearwater. They are transparent.
Yeah.
With the details.
So this is the second time we've heard about this phrenic nerve. And she must believe that was the deal, serious enough to file a malpractice suit. So looks like there's going to be a lot more to come from this Hulk Hogan story.
Are you surprised?
No. Well, I guess kind of.
Even in death, he's not ready to put over anybody clean. A lot of questions here.
Is that appropriate, Tom?
To a large portion of the audience, yes.
All right. Sunday's WWE Clash in Paris could potentially have another match added. Dave noted Randy Orton, Drew McIntyre may be on Clash in Paris. which actually, if you look at the lineup of the show, that would make it a six-match show, which for like a secondary pay-per-view, no offense to those of you in Paris, but that's a secondary pay-per-view, that would be a lot of matches. They normally do five, and they've got five. So none of them look like matches that would be short. We got the four-way, Seth Rollins, Jey Uso, LA Knight and CM Punk for the world title, John Cena and Logan Paul, Roman Reigns, Bronson Reed, the good old-fashioned Donnybrook match with Sheamus and Rusev, and Becky versus Nikki Bella. So, I mean, by normal WWE secondary pay-per-view standards, I don't think you need another match there.
I think the Bronson Reed and Roman Reigns match could go shorter than you think because, you know, if you look at the past and Paul Heyman booking monster matches, I've got to assume he's going to have his hands all over this one.
Let me guess, 9 minutes, 99 seconds?
Yeah, it could be. It doesn't work like that, actually. It'd be 59, but whatever. Hey, it could be like, you know, Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, Drew McIntyre, those style matches.
We'll find out. There's actually, you know, they've been doing this for years now, but the PLE is Sunday, but they're doing like a bunch of title matches on SmackDown and Raw. So SmackDown's got Solo and Sami Zayn for the U.S. title, Alexa and Charlotte versus Secret Hervis for the women's tag titles, and a number one contenders match with Street Profits and Miz and Mello. And then Monday's Raw has Dominic and AJ for the Intercontinental title. So that's a lot of title matches. More after the break, Observer Live.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, I'm looking at this ESPN Plus page. Because as some people have noted, you know, you talked about the $30 that they'll have to pay every month.
God, that reminds me. Remember I was telling you yesterday, I went to sign up for the 7-day free trial of Fox Nation so I could watch this Real American Freestyle this weekend?
Yeah.
I got nailed for $25.
Wow.
For Fox One. Although, there is going to be a Fox One and ESPN bundle in early October, which I think may actually mean the demise of YouTube TV in this household, because I think it's like half the price. So we'll see.
So this ESPN Unlimited, $30 a month, although they have a limited time offer. For 1 year, you can get Disney, Hulu, and ESPN Unlimited bundled for $29 a month. So for those of you that have Disney, I mean, for the first year, you can bundle it, and you ain't paying much for the ESPN because Disney, I think, is pretty expensive. And then trying to find the list of... Because there are a whole bunch of different TV services that will get it as part of your deal. And... Okay, ESPN Plus becomes ESPN Unlimited with select TV partners. Okay, so if you have a Hulu Plus Live TV, DirecTV streaming only, Fubo, and Spectrum, you get it as part of your pay TV package. And within the next month or so, I would presume that more services are going to be added to this. But right now, Hulu Plus Live TV, DirecTV, Fubo, and Spectrum, those people don't have to pay for this, meaning they're going to get all these WWE shows basically for free as part of their cable package. So, I will have to pay. But I'll do that Disney bundle. You know what I'm saying? Thanks.
Yeah, I don't recommend the Fox One for $25, if anyone's asking, but...
We got WWE Hall of Famer DDP recovering, undergoing a heart procedure. He said that he was, he went into AFib last week. Normally wear a heart monitor. For some reason, didn't. Pushed myself too hard, felt off, dizzy, heart racing. Ended up in the hospital. Second time this happened in 3 years. He has a cardio ablation next week, which he got. Actually, this might have been... he got a cardioversion, and he's back doing DDP yoga. So then I guess he has to get the ablation next month, and then they say he will be good to go. But he recommends a heart monitor and or an Apple Watch when you work out, which I don't know.
Yeah, both my parents have gone through this. So I actually, that's one of the reasons why my surgery took a little bit longer was because my resting heart rate was so low that I had to go to the cardiologist. But I also was like, hey, you know, I have some sort of family history of this. So why don't we do a few extra tests, which they did, and, good to go, but you know, you can never be too careful.
That's true. NXT on Tuesday, 616,000 viewers and a .12. And according to Dave, the issue is no women watch this show.
What show is this? NXT?
NXT.
Oh, yeah, big surprise.
He said the number.
Come on.
I can't even remember the number.
I love the fact that this is coming down to, well, there's a lot of male viewers that are watching this show alone. And it's like, is there any surprise whatsoever at all?
I watch this show, man, and, these segments that they have with the women backstage, I mean, there's no other show. I will say this, okay? There is no other show that I watch where there will be a women's segment backstage and I can't even recap it. I just can't. Like, it starts and they get going and I can't do it. I will not rewind to watch this again. I will not recap what they are saying. I'm just not gonna. I can just say all the women hate each other and just move on to the next segment. Like, and it's always the women.
It's like Bring It On in wrestling form.
God. They do these segments and they all hate each other and they all yell at each other and they're just portrayed as like, oh my God. And it is the only show. Like, they don't do this on Dynamite, on Collision, on Raw, on SmackDown.
They are, Brian,
it's
they're
NXT.
They're capitalizing on the part of the audience that loves this genre of show with reality stars just arguing with each other. You know, you have all these housewives shows, you have the Challenge, you have these dating shows, and it's a lot of bickering between the contestants, as you'd imagine. And some people love it. Maybe you're not one of them.
Bro, no women are watching this show. His number, I swear to God, was like 4,000 women in the demo across the whole country. 4,000. You can't even comprehend that number. Bro, the show...
Hold on.
The show did 616,000 viewers... 4,000 were women?
Is he using a formula?
I don't know. I never know with Dave. It might be a formula.
So,
but I think those are the actual numbers. It might be like 18 to 34 women was 4,000 or something like that. But still, it's 4,000. 4,000. That's really, really, really low. I mean, you know, when it's 4,000,
you know what?
With the Nielsen system,
I don't believe it.
When the number gets down that low, the number could actually be zero, if we're being honest. I mean, anyway. Guys, in the chat, how many of you know a female that watches NXT? Anybody?
Who are you looking at?
The chat over here.
Over there?
And then I got a message over here. I got monitors everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
No, I got one.
But, like, man. This person says ladies are co-viewing while they scroll Instagram on their... No, because if you're a Nielsen family, you've got a diary and you got to write down who's watching that show. This ain't like random Netflix numbers. Like, they have humans filling out diaries to tell them who's watching what. So, no. Women are not watching this show. And it's funny... Because the best thing on NXT on Tuesday was the women's main event. They do a great job with the actual women's wrestling matches, but the portrayal of the women is horrible. Anyway.
Can you name one duo of females on NXT that get along?
Yeah, Sol Ruka and Zarya.
Ah, well, now?
Well, that's the only one. I mean, even Tatum Paxley and, like, Tatum Paxley and Izzy Dame just got together. They already don't like each other, right?
I guess.
Yeah?
I just don't like the doll.
That's another matter entirely. But anyway. Yeah. Not good. Not good numbers right there. All right, Jim Ross signed a new contract with AEW. Signed a new contract for a year, he said. Runs until next August. Says he's happy with it. Happy to be working with Tony. And he's still trying to figure everything out, but it's all good, he says. So best of luck to JR, who's had a lot of health issues, including his colon cancer battle. And there you go. All right, we got to talk about Dynamite, but I'm going to save that till after the break. So I'm going to very quickly see if we've got any... text messages here. Everyone is just bombarding me with messages. I'm trying to do the show here. Crying out loud. Ah! The dead pixels are back on the screen. Should we do that right now?
What in the world is this guy talking about? He's got toilet. He's doing a TL Hopper, wiping the screen down here in his tank top.
Does that help? Nope, that pixel's right there.
No, you still look like a nerd.
You're an idiot.
It's debatable.
First said, I thought HBK was saying NXT is the best 2 hours of TV, period. Yeah, a lot of argument about this.
Man's apparently never seen Emmanuel, has he?
Did you watch that Lexus King blindfold match with Miles?
I did. We talked about it yesterday.
Oh, were you on yesterday? I thought Lance was on yesterday. What's today?
You thought wrong.
Oh, Thursday? Okay, yeah. All right, fine.
You thought wrong.
Yeah. Let's see here. What we've got. Spurs says, I'm sure AJ, Mana, Rampage, and Raj are all going through, quote, something. But none of them are laid up in the hospital after a possible life-ending assault. Shame on the enablers. I think we all agree with that.
Yeah. I don't think there's anybody condoning what Rajah Jackson did.
Well, actually, some people, not condoning so much what he did, but like, you know, like Mark Henry said, well, the blame goes on both of them and everything like that.
To a small degree, I would say. I mean, walking up and hitting somebody even with a prop can, I wouldn't recommend it if you don't know the person, but certainly it doesn't match the crime.
I got something actually I want to say about this after the break, because I want to get people's thoughts. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, the one thing I want to say is, you know, Mark Henry didn't, he didn't say that he, like, justified what Raja did, but he basically said that, like, you know, Stu started it with the beer can thing or whatever. I didn't even listen to the whole thing, so I may have that wrong, but I'll just say this, okay? Anybody who's talking about, like, who started it and everything like that, to me, here's the deal. Stu didn't start what resulted in what happened at the end, in my eyes, because, all right, listen, when Roger showed up and Stu hit him with the can, and then they had the little thing in the back, and then everyone's trying to, like, hey, you know, he's not a worker. Stu said he was sorry. He apologized. And at first, Roger didn't want to accept the apology, and he was still mad, okay? Then they were like, you know, maybe we can, you know, do an angle or whatever. And the whatever Roger was thinking in his head, at some point, somebody said something, and he accepted the apology. He said, okay, and they shook hands. That is the end of it, okay? That is when that situation ended. The one guy did something. The other guy got mad about it. The first guy apologized. The other guy accepted his apology. It's done. So now when something happens 2 hours later, when the guy jumps the railing and goes in and destroys the guy, you can't now say, well, the other guy started it 2 hours. No, that ended. The guy apologized and the other guy accepted the apology. This is now a new incident, what happened here. So, I mean, I don't know, man. The whole thing's just, it's ridiculous. But no, it's like, I don't know. I'm going to go on to Dynamite. Just irritated. What did you think of Dynamite?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah?
Thought a good range of different styles of matches. You know, you had an early opening contest that was, while they did do some brawling, you know, they did a lot of wrestling techniques with Daniel Garcia and Jon Moxley. And then when you contrast that with the main event with the human Yoshihiko, Darby Allin,
yes,
tossed around out there, ragdolled by Claudio, and everything in between, I thought it was a really good show.
Yeah, so this was the
2300 Arena, of course, in Philadelphia.
ECW Arena.
I've never seen it look this good, which is a problem. I don't want ECW Arena to have good lighting.
It's not the ECW Arena anymore, brother. That was 30 years ago, dude.
It looked like a nondescript place. It is the 2300 Arena. But believe me, Brian, it's still gross. And they didn't capture that on Dynamite at all.
Well, we did open up with FTR and Stokely coming out for a promo. And FTR is upset because Dax says the illegal man pinned him, and therefore he wants the referee, Paul Turner, to reverse the decision and give them the belts, which, of course, makes no sense. And Paul says, nope, decision's final. So Stokely calls Paul a moron. There's a shoving match, and a fight almost breaks out. So Copeland's music hits. Christian flies in out of the crowd. He lays out Stoke with the unprettier. They beat up FTR. Geeks run down to break it up. And it is official. In Toronto, it's FTR versus Copeland and Christian. No titles on the line. Just a match for now.
Well, neither one of them is the champion, so.
Well,
makes,
you know,
sense
when
that there's no titles.
When they debuted at Forbidden Door, as opposed to having the first Christian versus, or Christian and Copeland tag team match being in Toronto, the whole argument was, well, they need to win a match, so they're in line for a tag title match, because everyone figured FTR was winning the tag team titles. Well, they aren't getting a tag team title shot, so they actually could have just... They could have done a slow build towards the reunion and had their first match in Toronto with FTR, but they decided to do what they did, which I don't think was an improvement.
Well, I will say Christian and Cope, already, I think, one of my favorite dynamics between an odd couple, good guy, bad guy tag team. I loved, even though I was young, I loved...
The Chop and Roll Express?
No, actually. Go check Cage Match. Nobody loves them.
Oh, would you stop?
The Sting and Luger duo when Luger was cheating. And this one, while not the same kind of dynamic, it's similar enough that I really enjoy it. Because on commentary, they're like, where is Christian as Edge is out there fighting? Where is he? Where is this guy? And then, of course, he flies in at the end. Not, I guess, when you want him, but certainly on time as an a-hole.
Then we had a Darby Allin package challenging Moxie for All Out. We had John Moxley, Daniel Garcia, which was a quite great match. And Moxley beat him with a small package. And afterwards, he gives the mic to Wheeler. And in the ring, Wheeler is saying, Darby, the answer is no. That match with Moxley isn't happening. But in the background outside, Moxley is trying to recruit Garcia. And he's putting him over and patting him on the back. And Garcia appears to want nothing to do with him. And he leaves furious. But Moxley's trying to build up the Death Riders. He's going after Statlander and now Garcia. Who, actually, if you remember, way back when the Death Riders started, you know, it was like one of these guys was going with Jericho and one of these guys was going with Moxley. And at the time, it was kind of like, Wheeler's kind of a wacky sort of guy. He should probably be in the Jericho group. And Garcia's, you know, less charismatic, more of a just a pure wrestler. He should be with the Death Riders. And in fact, they went the opposite. And now we got this Wheeler, who's a hated geek in the Death Riders. And maybe Garcia will end up with them after all.
Brian, what do you think the plan here is for stacking up the Death Riders? Because I think they're setting up for a not too far in the distant future babyface turn and then a big battle with the DCF.
A babyface turn for Moxley?
Yep.
I think that's very likely.
Death Riders turn babyface. You have these two gigantic.
Oh, I thought you meant groups. Just him. Like they might boot him out or something. One way or the other, I think he's going babyface. Maybe not like, I would say soon by AEW standards. So that could be 2 years from now. After the break, Wheeler's in the ring again. And lights go out and Hook returns. And he's got this new music that they use in a video package. It's now his entrance music. And he attacked Wheeler, put him in the Red Rum. And they played this music the entire time like he was New Jack. But this is totally not New Jack music. What did you think of this song?
Interesting, which I'm always, you know, I always like different. And he's had that Action Bronson song for a while, but there's quite a few acts on AEW that use hip-hop for their music, and this sets him apart. So as the king of entrances in UFC history, the guy, I approve.
Wow. All right. Very good. Well, we got a couple of other people here. This guy says he really likes it. This person says he loves it.
It's different.
It is it is absolutely different. And I can tell you this, Hook's choice.
Yeah, well, if you listen to your pal Dave Meltzer for once, you'll know. Different's good.
Thanks, Tom. When have I ever disputed that different is good, you fella? MJF promo from backstage. He's very upset at the fans. He made sure to mention that Mark Briscoe screwed him. So whatever happened at the pay-per-view, it was supposed to happen differently because I don't remember Mark Briscoe screwing him. Mark Briscoe came out and got pulled away immediately. So something was supposed to happen that didn't because they mentioned it twice on this show. And he vowed to take out Briscoe once and for all and then be the guy to take the belt off Hangman.
I mean, I guess technically, like, he did stop Max from reviving the ref to make a count, right?
But the ref woke up and did the count. No,
yeah,
the ref,
but it could have been quicker.
I don't know. I think he was supposed to alert the ref to the foot on the rope. I think that would make sense, but I don't know, because it never happened.
A small stain on an otherwise fantastic match. What in the world was Bryce Remsburg doing? This is unforgivable.
What are you talking about?
The count.
Oh, well, yeah.
Where he did a 360.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
It's preposterous.
That whole thing was just weird. Harley Cameron, Chris Statlander versus Penelope and Megan Bain. This was a good match. Statlander caught Penelope in a dive, slammed her, wacky Lucia submission, got the win. And then Megan attacks Statlander. Willow hits the ring. Megan escapes. And so Harley hugs both of them, but they will not hug each other. So this is now, we're going on, it was May, June, July, August. It's almost September. We're going on 16 months, this Willow Statlander thing. We're just waiting
for them to happen. Yeah, that's with them possibly fighting, right? Like, how long ago were they teaming?
16 months ago. They broke up 16 months ago.
Yes, yes. But if you include the entire angle, we have to include the time that they were also a team, which was probably 2 years
prior
to that.
Yes. Renee was in the ring with Mercedes, and she just basically buried Alex Windsor and then said, play my music so I can dance. And I expected Alex to come out, but she didn't. She just danced. That was it.
Dude, that's a sick segment.
Mark Briscoe promo where he reveals yet another baby. Congratulations to Mark Briscoe and his wife, their 34th child. And he hands off the youngster and then cuts a promo on MJF. He also wants Kyle Fletcher. They'll be facing off for the TNT title at the ECW Arena. Jet Speed and Echi Sarah versus Don Callis family in an 8-man. You're not going to have a bad one of these. Although we had a second cradle finish tonight as Speedball missed the shooting star. Alexander cradled him and pinned him. Very fun match. They're doing a story where Okada and Takeshita, they ain't having fun together.
No, the whole time they were at each other's throats. Yes. At odds, facing off.
Yeah. Hangman then came out for a promo. Don Callis interrupted, and they surround the ring. And they start beating him down. And then Jet Speed comes out to make the save. They get beaten down. And I was like, are we doing an angle for a match I just saw like 5 minutes ago? But in fact, out comes Kenny Omega. And he helps clear the ring. And then he and Hangman shook hands as the show ended. And then Ricochet and the Gates of Agony face the Ops for the Trios titles.
What, huh? I thought you said the show just ended.
No. What did I say that?
Yes.
No, anyway, I didn't. I'm cutting the caffeine. It's been a rough couple days. Ricochet and Gates of Agony versus Ops for the Trios titles. Joe choked out Ricochet after Hobbs hit the spine buster. Shibata hit the PK. Joe choked him out. MVP had interfered to cost Ricochet the match because Ricochet and Gates of Agony attacked Hurt Business on Sunday. And Hurt Business and Gates of Agony then brawled, and they sent out no one to break them up, because they were all scurred. Claudio and Darby, false count anywhere. Darby was ragdolled all over the place.
Good God, was he ever.
Nearly killed.
This was more brutal, it looked like, I would imagine, than that climb he did. But, just a crash test dummy from start to end.
Yes.
It was awesome.
He did send Claudio into the buckle, 2 straight coffin drops, pinned him clean.
Bro.
And Claudio's pretty protected guy here. And then Gabe Kidd attacked him. So it looks like it'll be Darby versus Gabe Kidd, and he'll work his way up to Moxley at the pay-per-view. Very good show. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Ever. Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Thank God Brian Rose is on tonight to recap these shows so I don't have to think so much. God, my brain. Headaches coming. It's rough, what, rough, brother.
Today's another Bye Brian show?
It's the Brian. It's the B&B Express. Yeah.
I've been replaced.
It's actually the end of Brian Rose's residency. Because I think Vinny's back this weekend. So, he's done a fine job, I've thought. Know what I mean?
No.
I'm trying to say as little as possible so that I don't... you know, between All In, All Out... WrestleMania 2 days, and then SummerSlam goes 2 days to mess me up.
Well,
I make typos I don't correct, and then I read them on the air. I cut caffeine. I probably sound like an idiot.
Yeah,
huh?
Now you're screaming in my ears right now when all you had to do was go like, hey, you know, before we go, we got another big weekend coming up. Of course, TNA tonight, SmackDown tomorrow, Collision on Saturday, Clash in Paris over the weekend, Raw on Monday, NXT next Tuesday.
I'm back here just tomorrow, the weekend hasn't started yet.
But tomorrow is a fun Friday.
It is a fun Friday.
So,
and we're going to have a special series coming up on this show as back to school begins.
Really?
Yeah, Tom. But don't tell anyone yet.
I'll have to read all about it.
That's right. All right, we're out of time. I made it through the show. We'll do better next time.
I won't.
I just do the best I can, and then I deal with whatever comes. You know what I'm saying? All right. We'll see you next time, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.